Ich bin 47 Jahre jung oder alt.
Austria's far-right leader, Heinz Christian Strache, telling a tent full of admirers, I'm 47 years old or young. Believe me, he says, I'm in full bloom.
Österreich zuerst, aus Liebe zu unserer Heimat.
Austria first, he shouts, for love of our homeland. Being young, or at least not being old, is suddenly the hottest political qualification in Austria as the country heads for an early election. Until now, Freedom Party leader Heinz Christian Strache could strut his credentials as youngest of the major party leaders. But now there's a new kid on the block, and he and Strache are about to butt heads.
Ich bin vom Bundesparteivorstand einstimmig als geschäftsführender.
Sebastian Kurz, just 30 years old, telling journalists, I've been elected to head the Austrian People's Party. The Conservatives' leadership change has split an already fractious coalition government, leading all parties, including the opposition, to agree to early elections. There are three potential winners, but only one favourite. Political analyst Dr. Melanie Sully says, as well as being young, for a politician, Sebastian Kurz is
self-confident, relaxed, looks cool, put a huge network around him for many years now, been to the right cocktail parties, receptions, international experience with the right photo opportunities again. And as the ÖVP is in real desperate straits, he appears as the kind of person who could lead them back to the federal chancellery.
But what about the other young, well, youngish, candidate to lead Austria, the 51-year-old current chancellor Christian Kern? He's been in the job just 12 months and was brought in to give his Social Democrat Party, you guessed it, a new, younger look.
Very cool with his slim fit suits, etc. Now along comes a younger guy, even cooler and younger, the big challenger to all of these parties and to the Freedom Party, which has also mobilized youth, are looking for something interesting, attractive, dynamic. It's a challenge to all of these parties, basically.
So three men in expensive suits will compete to be Austrian Chancellor in October. But which policies will resonate with voters? Sebastian Kurz has moved the Conservative People's Party into Freedom Party territory with a tough line on asylum and integration. The Social Democrats will emphasise job creation, social cohesion and equality. The Freedom Party says it wants negative immigration, meaning deport all illegal immigrants. Political scientist Peter Filsmeier says the far right's problem in this election will be the repetition of the same old message.
Er hat aber eigentlich keinen einzigen Satz gesagt, was die FPÖ wirklich besser macht.
He hasn't actually said one word about what the Freedom Party can do better. And that's what his critics and those prepared to change their vote can accuse him of. That is all of the old familiar subjects which will inspire the fans, but nothing new.
Over the past year, the Freedom Party has been number one in opinion polls, the Social Democrats mostly number two, and the Conservative People's Party number three. But there is polling which suggests that the Conservatives could vault into the top spot with Sebastian Kurz as their leader. He's distancing himself from the old image of his party, saying this is the new People's Party, the Kurz List. Melanie Sully.
I think it's a bid for power, but not just for one-off election, but for a longer period. And he will have to come up with some policies which look attractive to people as well as just looking good.
If Sebastian Kurz does win this election for the Conservatives, he will need a coalition partner, given the bitter split with the Social Democrats leading up to the coalition collapse. That partner seems likely to be the Freedom Party. Kerry Skyring, DW, Vienna.